Utah's 4th Congressional District is a battleground for National Democrats and Republicans. The incumbent, Democratic Representative Ben McAdams, won by a slim margin of around 600 votes in 2018. And his seat has become a high priority for national Republicans to flip. In the lead-up to the June 30th primary, we're bringing you profiles of each of the 4 Republican candidates vying to go head-to-head against McAdams in November. KUER's Sonia Hudson spoke with former KSL radio talk show host Jay McFarland about political polarization and healthcare transparency.
McFarland hosted that show for 9 years before throwing his hat in the ring for the 4th Congressional District. He says he decided to run for Congress because he was fed up with political polarization.
I think a lot about the government that I'm handing over to my children. And what I'm handing them is a government that doesn't work because we are choosing absolute extremes to send to Congress. And extremes can't work together.
McFarland says his time on the radio gave him the skills to engage with people who had different opinions.
I have this experience that allows me to articulate my viewpoint, but do so without name calling and changing hearts and minds along the way.
McFarland is positioning himself as the moderate in the race, but he says that's not because his policy positions are moderate.
You know, I consider myself a conservative. What makes me a moderate is I don't think the other side is evil. I think they have every right to fight for the America that they believe in.
If elected, McFarland says one of his top priorities in Congress would be immigration reform. He says his approach balances his ideals, not wanting people to benefit from breaking the law when entering illegally, with practicality.
Are we really going to try and remove 20 plus million people? What I'd like to see is for them to step forward and to pay a fine, much like any other American who violates some law.
McFarland says he supports increased border security, not necessarily a full wall, and he supports DACA, an Obama-era program that allows people brought to the U.S. illegally as young children to stay in the country. Another policy priority for McFarland is driving down healthcare costs through transparency in the system.
And one of the ways that I think we can do that is to make it so insurance companies can't pay health providers directly. I think they should have to write a check to the consumer and then let the consumer decide how the money is going to be spent.
A recent poll from UtahPolicy.com and KUTV puts McFarland in second place among the primary contenders, with 28% of registered Republican likely voters saying they favor him. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.